Welcome to the Honor Pursuit Podcast, where we connect with entrepreneurs, movers, shakers, and business owners who've built amazing things on the pursuit of their goals and dreams. And I'm your host, Brendan Boyd. Welcome to the Honor Pursuit Podcast, where we connect with 7, 8, 9-figure earners, tap them, figure out what's in their brain, what are some of the obstacles they went through to get them to where they are, so we can help you avoid some of those obstacles so you can get to your success faster. This individual has already been on the Imperfect Action Show. We've been on several lives. We've had text message conversations. We've had numerous phone calls. We FaceTime. We spent some time together, right? And it all started in the DM, which is why I keep telling you guys, don't be afraid. Jump in the DM, start a conversation. This entrepreneur is a SaaSpreneur, right?
Yes, sir.
He is a multi-millionaire. He's someone that can give you a lot of different game in the business space, location production, entrepreneurship, multiple streams of revenue. I mean, I've learned a lot from him just through osmosis, just being his friend, even through social media. So I feel very grateful, honored, and privileged to share today's podcast episode with the one, the Nicholas Minto.
What's going on, man?
Welcome to the pod, bro.
Man, I'm happy to be on the pod. You know, we went from virtual to in person.
That's true.
So this is the first in person thing
I could be trying to touch you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yo, I gotta ask you a question.
What's up, bro?
What's up with this spicy intro, bro? That was crazy. What's that about?
The spicy intro. Yeah. Oh, the slingshot.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, I bought it with my MX.
Hey. So you got the points too.
So you know, money talks, but credit makes conversation. For those of you that don't know, I'm a location sound mixer by trade, but I built my entire film business on credit. My credit was a gateway drug, and I started getting into other things like event spaces, rentals, and even SaaS, which is our company Connectedly, where we're able to automate.
Yeah. So what do you mean by that? You're talking about credit was conversation. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, cash is king, right? I hear that a lot. But the reason why I say, but credit makes conversation is because of the lack of awareness that people have with the power of credit, how we're able to leverage it to create more cash flow to help build wealth in our lives. So that's why I say credit makes conversation.
That's a really good point. And to your point, when people have conversations, credit is normally the furthest from the conversation. You meet somebody and y'all talk about the game, you talk about the Netflix show, mm-hmm. you talk about, you know, an event right. going on, but casual credit conversations are not really had, right? And in some cases, it feels a little not natural to just be like, hey, bro, so what's the credit score looking like in the regular conversation?
Right.
Which, you know, I feel like some people may feel a little embarrassed about it, you know what I'm saying? Versus it could be a conversation that could be empowering.
Right.
But it should be common, right?
You know, a lot of people treat their credit score or like telling their credit score like their address.
Yeah.
You know, to certain people, it could be rude. They can take it as it being rude, depending on the situation. But you know, it's just a number. Your credit score doesn't actually matter, though. What matters is how your profile is structured. Mm. So that's why I said credit make conversation, because creating that awareness for our community to really understand, especially the people that I service, which is creative entrepreneurs, helping them understand that they're able to leverage their credit to get further in whatever industry that they're in, or if they decide to, move on and do other things in other areas of business. You know, if you don't have a lot of startup capital, leveraging your credit can be the way to go for you to be successful and create that generational wealth in your family.
Is your revenue stuck? If you're an entrepreneur and your revenue is stuck, you don't need to fix your products or services. You need new audiences to discover you more consistently. Podcast guesting is the ideal way to be discovered 24 hours a day by your ideal clients. And guess what? The more people that know you, the more people can flow you. Head over to podcastmasterypack.com and take advantage of your first or next podcast. Let's go.
So if you started the location sound mixer business with credit and you were able to get that going and pretty successfully, you could correct me if I'm wrong here, but that also planted a seed to show you, okay, cool, if I did it in this business, I could also leverage credit again to create other businesses. So what was it about the other businesses that you created that were interesting to you, and why were you thinking about leveraging credit again as opposed to using your own money to start those businesses?
Got you. So, you know, shout out to Film Atlanta. Shout out to all the films in Atlanta. You know, Atlanta is like the new Hollywood.
No, it is Hollywood, bro.
You know what I mean?
Atlanta Wood,
right? Real. So you got all these major studios here, Universal Studios, Tyler Perry Studios, you know, Swirl Films. You've got major productions all the way down to independent productions, to people just filming with their phones. Here's the thing. When it comes down to, you know, leveraging credit and opening it and learning about it so you can do other things, when I came in, it was like, hey, I need to buy all of this equipment in order for me to be successful at a high level, right? So when you're getting started, you might buy one piece at a time, but then when you start to realize things about sound, like a lot of things that you need to buy are $1,000 or more,
yeah,
right? Period. So once you get past the point of asking your parents to borrow money or to give you money to get started, it's like, hey, I need to leverage my credit. So once I did that, I ended up obtaining probably over $100,000 worth of gear, right? And that was all leveraged on credit. So once I started learning about funding sequences, once I started learning about how to structure my business, I started realizing that not only can this be done in the film industry, but it can be done in other industries. Now, what made me get into those other industries was time.
Mm.
There is a very high time commitment that comes to film and being on set. So for those of you that don't know, you can work on a project and you could be on set 12 hours a day for 3 months in a row, Monday through Friday, Tuesday through Saturday, whatever number of days that you're supposed to work on the film until it's completed. These are all basically contract positions. So with that being said, you know, the love and the passion for it is great because you're able to meet so many different people, but there is a time investment that you have to make. And then if you're not filming all the production at a particular time, if you don't have anything else going on, then your money stops, right? So for me, it went from looking at it like, hey, I have been able to leverage my credit to excel in this area of the industry. But what I'm learning about business is that I need to learn how to make money when I sleep.
Yeah, facts, man, facts.
So that's how it came full circle to me, where I said, hey, not only can I leverage my credit to be successful in the film industry, and I can niche down in the film industry, but there are other things that I can do within this space and in other industries to make money while I'm on set, but also earn income when I'm not on set. So that was basically like my way into entrepreneurship. Now, before I even got into film in Atlanta, like, I was already hustling, I was doing stuff, normally selling drugs and anything like that. But, you know, I was throwing parties, I was making flyers, I was doing all this creative stuff, right? So just already being in a creative space, most creative entrepreneurs don't understand business.
Yeah, that's a fact too.
They know how to create. They know how to create. So, you know, I realized that there's also a business within that business by teaching other creative entrepreneurs how to do some of the things that I did.
So do you feel like credit put you in a position to allow you to excel faster, like you said, in that space, but comparatively to like someone else that's also maybe in the same position and then not taking advantage of something that they could easily leverage?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's kind of like build it and they will come.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you have to believe in yourself. You have to have faith in whatever it is that you're doing. And you have to give the 100% effort. But if you don't have the tools and the resources to do specific jobs, you're probably not going to receive that job. And that's just how it goes. It's kind of like, hey, you know what, if I want to be a landscaper and I want to have a landscaping company and I don't own any equipment and I don't have any access or resources to equipment that I could rent or borrow at the moment to do specific jobs, there may be specific jobs that your company may miss. Mm. So this was all about availability, being present and being ready to go. You know, when these opportunities come around, you have to be ready. That's really what it comes down to.
How do you get ready, though? How do you get ready, man?
You gotta get ready and stay ready. You know what I'm saying? But no, it's you gotta study.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what industry you're in, right? For example, we're doing a podcast right now, right? We've got 3 cameras in this room. We've got 2 microphones. There's a mixing board. There's a computer right here. All of these things. But guess what? If all of this stuff wasn't available and ready to go,
we could still shoot the damn podcast
on the iPhone, right?
Definitely.
But not at this level of quality.
Yeah.
Right? You wouldn't be able to call me last minute and be like, hey, Nick, come to the podcast.
I mean, technically, which I'm on lead, so I could.
You could.
As we pull up.
With the mobile setup.
With the mobile setup.
But yeah.
But you understand where I was coming from,
definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, before I understood what I needed to have that mobile setup, I 100% could not do that.
Right.
So to answer your question, definitely not. But again, you know, you learn, you implement, you take advantage of resources, you put yourself in a position to, like Nick was saying, to be ready. So if I make the call, or if he makes the call, I can pull up and ready to go. I got everything I need to make happen.
Right. So to bring this full circle, the real question is, how much success do you want to have? And do you want to have a little bit of success, or do you want to have a lot of success?
So where'd you get that from? That mindset?
Experience, bro.
So the experience you received through going through it, right? But even prior to you going through the experiences, what was your level of, or what was your expectation? What does success mean to you? Like, did it change, or was it always that before?
This always evolved for me. Mm. Proper preparation prevents piss poor performance.
Proper preparation prevents piss poor performance.
That's the 6 P's.
That's a super tongue twister. I can't even say it. Tongue twister.
Proper preparation prevents piss poor performance. You have to prepare. A lack of preparation will make you fail. Mm. Right? So even if we bring this into the credit space, let me bring this full circle. You can apply for a credit card. You can apply for an auto loan. You can apply for a business loan. The question is, are you going to get denied? Mm. Are you going to get small amounts of funding? Or are you going to get large amounts of funding? The preparation is going to allow you to get large amounts of funding. Same thing in the film industry, right? If you're a sound mixer and you have access to all this type of equipment, you're experienced in it, and you're ready to go, when the opportunity comes around, you can have massive success versus the person who may not have access to those resources. Now, the types of resources in different businesses can be different. It could be something that's super tangible, or it could be education. But the purpose of this and what I'm saying is it all comes down to your preparation.
Yeah, I felt that. I mean, y'all not in the studio, but I feel the energy is resonating right now. Like, I feel the conviction. I'm like, damn, I need to learn sound mix. God damn. You know what I'm saying? But I 100% agree with you, man. And I think it also comes down to, like, let's just talk about the foundations of it. If you're not even sure where you should be positioned in terms of being ready, I would even say to you, you got to just do a self-audit.
Mm.
What are some of the things that you're doing right now that could be taking you away or providing clutter in a way that you would think or process what you see? Like, what's preventing the awareness? You know what I mean? So that could be what you're watching, who you're around. You know, that could be, what you do when you first wake up in the morning, mm-hmm. which, you know, we talked a little bit. We definitely want to talk about, your morning routine, stuff like that. But, like, what are the things that you're doing right now that are not adding to your situation? Maybe they're not fully taken away, but they're not allowing you to move
forward fast enough, or maybe there are some things that are to your detriment, right? So doing that self audit. So let's kind of talk about those couple of things. Like, what do you think there are some things that people could maybe remove from their daily lives that will give them a little bit more clarity so they can figure out what I need to do to maybe get prepared?
Bro, I didn't become successful until I killed someone.
Yeah, bro. I mean, what do you mean kill somebody?
I had to kill the old me.
So this ain't the old you. This new you? The old you dead for real?
Bro, I had to kill the old me in order to become successful.
What was the old you? What was the old Nicholas Minter?
Bro, the old me.
Did he have a different name too? Was it like Big Nick or something?
Nah. But, you know, the old me didn't have a more routine. Mm. The old me didn't write down goals. Mm. The old me didn't have conviction. The old me was not dedicated. The old me was not committed. The old me was still passionate. Those things are still there. The old me still had integrity. But consistency is what the old me didn't have. And it wasn't until I started becoming consistent and getting rid of baggage before I started becoming successful.
Yeah.
And sometimes you gotta be willing to give up certain things that we love, certain vices, certain people, certain situations, certain events, certain environments, right? To make room for all the success that we really should have.
But the old you that you killed off was a powerful version of you, because the old you had 20, 30 years of patterns of, the way that you made decisions, the way that you were moving, right? The new version of you that you were creating, becoming, wasn't as powerful, because if you have 20, 30 years of doing the same or flowing the same way, you're evolving into a new version of you. Mm-hmm. You want to kill off the old version of you. The old version of you, almost like David and Goliath, but the old version of you is Goliath. It's like, it's stuck in its ways. It's a giant. It even has you moving like on autopilot, because right, the patterns are so ingrained. So how does the new version of you get strong enough to kill off the old version of you when the new version of you is still figuring things out, or planting new flags and new foundations and new patterns and new routines?
I feel you, bro. You just gotta get 1% better every day.
Damn.
So it doesn't mean change everything all at the same time. Start with one thing. What's one thing that I can do better today?
That's good.
Right? Scientifically, I think it takes, 27 days to create a habit?
Yeah.
Right? Or 27 times, whatever you want to call it. So what's that one thing that I could change? That's
so we got 25 more interviews before it's perfect.
Right, you got 29.
We've already did two. Actually, three. We got three down.
Yeah, 24. 24 to get it. But you know, like you start with one thing, because it can be super overwhelming to just change everything at the same time.
Yeah.
When you have these habits for years and years and years and years and years, so you can just start with one thing, you know. One of the recent things that I changed over the last, I would say, 65 days of my life has been how often I decide to go work out.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that, bro.
Right?
Yeah.
So with me working out,
where were you before?
Where was I before? It was like
sporadic.
Sporadic, bro. There was no schedule.
So if I say give me 100 push-ups, you can bang them out right now?
Not in a row,
but you can do
it. I can do it. Yeah. Dude, I could probably do like 50 or 60.
Nah, you ain't probably. You definitely doing 60. 100%. But yeah, so you were sporadic with it and did let them know what happened.
So it was just, so with that being said, because I was going sporadically, I wasn't even educated on what workouts I should be doing, because I wasn't going consistently enough to even create a routine to understand and be educated on what I'm doing, right? So now, you know, I started to understand what other people felt about the gym, why they felt intimidated about health, why they felt intimidated about working out, because it's lack of information, lack of education, lack of awareness. Credit makes conversation, mm-hmm. right? It, like we was talking about before, it's all about awareness. So, you know, when I had my off season for filming, there were a lot of other businesses that I began to dissolve. And there were other things that I gave up in certain businesses in order to get my mental together, to get my physical together, to get my spirit together.
So you're saying you made a sacrifice to create new time, new opportunities to evolve and become a better person?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you'd be surprised, like, how spiritual training actually is.
Yeah, I mean, to be very honest with you, if we really peel back some layers, everything's kind of spiritual, bro. Like, like money is spiritual, connections is spiritual.
It is.
I mean, I've really been having deeper connections when I've been doing my my morning visualization and meditate.
Yeah.
Like, it's been really hit me a lot differently. But I think one of the issues are, at least in our country, we've been disconnected from that.
Right.
Like, we're not, like, it's not even like, they'll be religious, but don't be spiritual. Don't tap into the higher. Don't connect in the community and you know, cultivate that energy.
Right.
It's like, you know, God made us in his image. So that means we're godly. That means we're powerful. Right. That means we have spiritual energy.
Right.
But we're not cultivating it. It's like, we all got superpowers on the inside, but they're just locked away only because we've been programmed in a manner which to not even tap into that.
Yeah.
Which is really crazy if you really think about it. Yeah. Because I'll give y'all something spooky. I thought about Nick coming on a podcast in Atlanta, Santa Cruz, we were in that, look, he's here. But it came from a thought.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all thought about tapping into the podcast, y'all hit the button on YouTube or, you know, Spotify or Apple Music, Google Music. I mean, Google Podcast, and y'all listen to it. Mm-hmm. So if you could do something as minuscule as turn on the radio or maybe brush your teeth, go out and get the mail, you can, that's as powerful, that was a thought. Mm-hmm. None of that happened until you thought about it.
Right.
So it's as powerful as the thing that you're great at or learning to become great at.
Right.
And being able to create that.
Right.
We all have that power.
So, bro, let me bring that. Like, let me touch on that. That is vibrational, right? Vibrations in environments or situations create feelings. Mm. Feelings create thoughts. Thoughts create actions. So, with a lot of the things that we do, even down to the invitation of you bringing me here, me, you know, wanting to be healthier and training, I had to put myself in those environments so I could feel those vibrations, so I could continue to have those types of thoughts, so I could be influenced to have those types of actions. I went from working out 3 to 5 times a month to now 5 days a week.
Let's go.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like literally 5 days a week. When I'm on my filming schedule, I might do 4, I might do 3, but the point is that I'm consistent and it doesn't stop.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. So, you know, when we're talking about tapping in on a spiritual level, you know, when you become that focused and that dedicated to your personal growth, especially when you're in the gym, like whatever you put in the gym, it's going to get back to you. And it's a reflection of life, literally. If you put effort in these spaces, the grass is greener wherever you water it at. So I started realizing that some of these principles that I'm applying, just in terms of like, okay, I'm about to do this bench. If I continue to do this bench and I do progressive over level, I'm going to get stronger. I'm going to keep working on this. All right, I'm going to isolate my biceps. I'm going to isolate my traps, all these different things. I started getting stronger. I started getting better. So guess what? When you start studying other things, for example, in the film industry, if you decide to learn about more microphones, mic placement, RF, all these things dealing with production, you start to focus on that, you're going to get better. You continue to practice that, you're going to get better. Same thing with your finances. If you study it and you practice it, you'll get better. There doesn't have to be any, you know, theoretical things. You have to practice the things that you're learning, and you have to put them into action. That's the only way that you remember and you get better. You have to practice.
So is there any portion of the version of you that you killed off that's still in existence, or is it completely gone? You evolve into this new version of you?
I mean, when it's gone, it's gone.
So it's all gone.
When it's gone, it's gone. I think that, you know, when we're on this mission to be 1% better every day, there are things I've attempted to do.
Yeah.
But 80-20 is always good to me, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you do something great 80% of the time, the other 20 is like, whatever. It's not really gonna matter.
Yeah.
And so, for example, you know what? If I'm eating healthy 80% of the time, 90% of the time, yo, it's cool to have that cupcake.
Bro, that's
what I'm, you know what I'm saying?
I'm being honest. I've been traveling. I've been away like maybe 3 weeks from home.
Right.
And normally, you know, I'm good. I got my thing. You know what I'm saying? Now, when you travel, it's a little different because when you're on the road, there's not a lot of healthy options.
Right.
When you're traveling. In and out of these airports, you know, maybe you're on the road, past these gas stations, maybe you're working past 10 p.m.,
right,
11 p.m., the healthy options get kind of, they're almost not even there at that point. So I feel you. You know, there are times where, you know, I have something that I wouldn't ordinarily have.
Right.
Right. And, you know, before I would feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
But now, like you said, the 80-20, I know, you know, I'm in the gym every day. I'm running. I'm drinking my water. You know what I mean? My mind's good. I'm putting a lot of time into my business and the things I want to create.
Yeah.
Putting myself in good environments.
Yeah.
So if I eat some chips.
Right.
Or if I have some Oreos or something, you know, if I'm drinking, you know, something that I wouldn't ordinarily drink, you know what I'm saying? Right. Let's say it has more sugar or something like that. I could spend a little bit of time there because I know, like you said, that 80-20, the majority of the time I'm over here. And, you know, I'm a human being, you know what I mean? So I built up enough of what's good for me that if I do something over here,
you could get away with the cannabis, bro.
Yeah.
And like, even when we're talking about environment and people, like, I like to invest in people.
Yeah.
And when you invest in people, they invest in you. Shout out to my boy Corinthian. Shout out to my boy CJ. Shout out to my boy Fight. These are the people I go to the gym with, right? So for whatever it is that you want to do,
damn, bro, you make me feel like I need a gym, but I don't got no gym buddy, bro. I be in there by myself.
But these are my sparring partners.
Facts.
But you need sparring partners in every area of your life.
Area, bro.
That's why I said, like, when you look at the gym, it goes for a lot of things in life, right? Guess what? If I want to be successful when it comes to health and fitness, I need to surround myself with other people that are doing it better than me.
Yeah.
Right? If I wanted to be successful with location, sound, and production, I started to surround myself with people that have more experience than me. When I started getting into event spaces, I started studying from people who had more experience and that were better than me. Started getting mentors. I started doing all these different things. So whatever it is that you really want to be successful at, get mentors, get sparring partners, learn from the right people, know how to exchange notes, be able to take criticism, right? Without getting an attitude and getting frustrated. Like, all these things are important, and it's all important to help you become 1% better every day.
I like that, man. 1% doesn't sound like a lot, but I want it to be tangible for people. So what would you categorize as getting 1% better? Like, what would be in a 1% better box?
When it comes to what? Give me an example. Like,
so, okay, let's say I want to get better personal development.
Okay.
Maybe I want to, you know, have a better morning routine.
Okay.
Nicholas is here talking about all I need to do is get 1% better.
Right.
So if I want to get better 1% in those areas,
okay,
what would be 1%?
So let's say you said personal development.
Yeah.
Time blocking is where you can start, right? And that 1% for that day could be, let's say the person has a 9-to-5 and they go to work at 9, they get off at 5. If they decide to time block their personal routine, what are you doing before 9 a.m.? Time block that, your personal time. If it were me, I'm looking at it like this, maybe at 5 or 6 in the morning, I'm waking up, I drink some water, I have my time with God, I use the restroom, I'm blocking out when I'm eating, what I'm eating, I'm blocking out the time that it takes for me to travel to the gym, I'm blocking out maybe some reading, the time it takes to get home or if I'm showering at the gym, and then what the rest of my day looks like if I work a 9-to-5. And then from there, I'm looking at, well, what am I doing after work on these days? What time do I eat? What time do I spend time with my family? What time do I go to sleep, right? If you're able to start having that much control over your habits, your behaviors, it allows you to have more control over your life. And eventually, if that person does decide to become an entrepreneur and they start learning how to be above their business versus being in their business, simply time blocking will allow you to get your 24 hours back.
Yeah, I like that, man. I'm very interested in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that sounds like a good morning. That sounds like a great day. You know what I'm saying? You wake up early. You got some time to yourself.
Right.
Uninterrupted.
Right.
Now, you can use that time to, like you said, I might do some reading. I might hit the gym. I got the time of God. I might drink my water. Go to the restroom. You know, I might meditate. You know, whatever.
Right.
Then you're going to, you know, go to work. But then after work, I have some other time that I could block. You know, maybe you do have some kids or, you know, you have a spouse or a partner or whatever. So you're going to have that time. But there might be another hour there that you can do something else for yourself.
Right.
Or you tell your partner, hey, we're going to do our thing, but, actually, hour before, I meet you in bed or whatever, I'm going to be doing this for me.
Right.
You know?
This works for the entrepreneur, too. This works for the entrepreneur too. Now, it doesn't really matter, like, to me, I think of entrepreneurship, and I'm not speaking when it comes to filming, because that's a very, hey, I have to be here at this specific time kind of thing, but for, like, you know, the 100%, you know, I own this business, I create the time schedule, all that stuff. It doesn't actually matter what time you start and what time you end.
Yeah.
The only thing that matters is if you're consistent or not.
Yeah. If you're getting it done and if you're consistent.
That's the only thing that matters, right? So, you know, that's basically how I look at it. And it's cool because you'll start to find these windows where you're able to do these other things. And when you get that routine going, it's like an engine. Like, it doesn't stop. You know what I mean? So it's just, you know, 1% better every day could just be time blocking, knowing what you're doing for the day.
Yeah.
And it helps you stay organized. It helps you stay focused.
So what is one thing that has allowed you to be consistent as an entrepreneur? You know, like, was it an accountability person? Did you invest in mentorship? I know you mentioned you killed off yourself. So now that the OU has passed away, RIP, right?
RIP.
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 what has enabled the new version of you to continue to thrive and grow and develop and want more and chase success and, you know, just go to the next level. It's like, what has helped you do that? Sound easy, bro, but you know, like put in perspective. A lot of people here, they need some help.
I got a love for people, and I have a love for immersion. I have a deep, passionate love for immersion, which is probably why I'm a filmmaker, because as a location sound mixer in film, my role is to help immerse the viewer and manipulate their emotions through sonic qualities, right? My entire position is to do that and to capture that at the highest quality possible when it comes specifically to filmmaking. So just that correlation of like dealing with people and being able to say, hey, this film made me feel good. This film inspired someone, right? This film brought awareness and helped some people. Being able to immerse and help people in different ways is what I love to do, which is why I created a mentorship, which is why, you know, I decided to join connectedly with my other business partners and help, you know, newer entrepreneurs or people that are in business automate their business so they can get their time back. Which is why, you know, we've created event spaces. It's about helping people. So I'm literally in the business of immersion and helping people. That's it. That's what drives me. That's what drives me, because I love people.
I can feel it. Again, I'm telling y'all, man, if y'all are in the studio in real time, the man is projecting a lot of conviction. I already know because him and I are friends, but I want to paint the picture for y'all so y'all can understand. Hopefully you can see it and you can hear it coming through. But yeah, that's amazing, bro, because I know that you care and I know that you want to help people. And I know, you know, whether it's coming from allowing entrepreneurs to get time back so they can invest in areas that they want to invest in, or if it's helping entrepreneurs, you know, position their credit, you know, so they can get access to business credit,
right?
Utilize that access so they can invest in other cash flowing businesses and, you know, don't have to exchange time for money, or just, you know, showing people how they can also travel and do business,
right?
You know,
for free.
For free.
Free flights, free groceries, free hotels.
I mean,
free designer if you like it.
I was about to get to that. Teeing that up a little bit over there, you know what I'm saying? Because last time I spoke to you, you were on the vacation and, you know, you were, you know, enjoying it with the people that you was enjoying it with.
Right.
But at the same time, the revenue wasn't stopping.
Right.
The cash flow wasn't. I mean, cash flow is cash flow.
Cash flow is cash flow.
You know what I mean? So let's talk about that a little bit, because I mean, I'm doing that a little bit right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, not a little bit. I mean, I don't know when I'll go home. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I think it's very dope to position yourself, which is why I actually got out of residential real estate.
Okay.
Because it binded me in a state to only, you know, I had to be in a state to work.
Right.
But let's talk about it a little bit, you know, like traveling, you know, generating revenue, traveling for free, leveraging, and still being able to make revenue.
Right. 1% better every day, right? For the brand new person, use your business credit card for almost every aspect of your life. Make sure you get the right credit cards that give you points or cash back, and that's how you travel for free. In the simplest way.
Yeah.
If you want to take your family on a vacation, then stop operating in cash. That's childish.
Yeah.
I don't mean that in a mean way, but
No. Say it in a mean way.
Stop operating cash. That's childish.
There you go.
No, but seriously, if you have rent or a mortgage and you're able to pay it with your travel credit card, do it. If you're, you know, if you put gas in your car, use the card that's going to give you points. You know, you've got a Amex Business Gold, you're going to get 4 times the reward points on groceries, right? So use that card when you go to a grocery store. So now you've accumulated all these points just through your everyday spend on things that you would get anyway, let alone if you have a business and you're using your business credit cards for your business. Now you're tens of thousands of dollars of spend in with all these different point multipliers. So it's very easy to accumulate 100,000 points, which equals, you know, $1,000, unless you're with American Express and then you got a Charles Schwab personal platinum and then you send it over. But that's a whole other subject because you'll end up having more than $1,000. But long story short, 100,000 points.
That'd be a special edition. We'll break that down.
Yeah, so 100,000 points equals $1,000. And it's easy to accumulate 100,000 points if you're doing business. Super easy because of the point multiplier. So now you got $1,000 in points. Take free flight. Take your family on that vacation. So many different things that you can do, all right? And it's just amazing. So, you know, pay yourself.
What's up, y'all? Listen, if you are a business owner or entrepreneur and you juggling your email, your text messages, you don't have a CRM, you don't have any automation, you don't even have your social media post scheduled, I have the solution for you. What you want to do is tap into the lead attraction system. This is an all-in-one system that's going to handle your text messages, your email, your CRM, your invoices, get you paid, your digital products, your memberships, your courses, your funnels, and also it's an all-in-one solution so you can get rid of all these other things. It's in one system. You pay one price every single month, and they also have a weekly office hours. So I don't know what you're waiting for. Tap into the platform and make sure that you grow your business. Lead attraction system. Grab the link below. Let's go.
I like that, man. I like that. What are some of the places that you have traveled to as a result of how you have structured the strategy to work in your benefit? Because people want to travel. People love traveling.
I got a play for y'all.
You know what I'm saying? They don't necessarily want to have to spend their money. So if they could save money or get it free, I believe people would probably prefer that than, you know.
One of my favorite places to travel is the Caribbean. I've been to places like Canada and, you know, Hawaii is part of the United States, Mexico. But I really, really enjoy the Caribbean. So I've been to Nassau, I've been to Cozumel, Mexico, I've been to Guadeloupe, I've been to Jamaica several times. I recently went to Puerto Rico last week. This week I'm going to the Dominican Republic. You know, there's a new PPP, bro. And I don't think people know about it. It is not from the government.
Speak on it.
PPP is the Puerto Rico passport play.
What's the Puerto Rico passport play?
Puerto Rico passport play. Can I drop a little sauce?
I felt like you were dropping 44 minutes of sauce up until this point. I mean, he's trying to get more sauce.
Listen, man, sauce me up, Nick. We already know. We going to take him to the sauce. All right, look. So, Puerto Rico passport play.
Yeah.
This can be ran in a variety of different ways, but I just like to call it the Puerto Rico passport play because I just ran the Puerto Rico passport play.
I like it.
Let's say you don't have a passport.
Will it work for people that do have passports?
No, because the point of the Puerto Rico passport play is to get a passport.
Gotcha. Okay, we framed it up. You don't have a passport.
You don't have a passport.
There you go.
And you would like a passport. So, you know, they tend to change their rules a lot in terms of how to receive a passport, how long it takes, how to get it expedited. Those dates have been changing in terms of time frame. So one of the new things that came out is if you apply for a passport, it could take 7 to 10 weeks to arrive. And if you expedite it, it could be 5 to 7 weeks. It used to come in like a month before, but they pushed out a few more weeks. So what happens is people have international travel and they apply for their passport maybe a month or two ahead and it still doesn't come in time. Here's the play. So you can actually get an appointment to get your passport printed out in person if you've already applied for your passport and you have international travel within 5 days. That's how it works. The issue is that a lot of times the cities aren't actually available that you're in to get an appointment for your passport.
That's a fact.
Right?
Yeah. I remember when I had to renew my passport because, you know, your boy missed the date. It was an auto renewal in the email.
Right.
Your boy missed the date.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to do it over.
Mm-hmm.
I could not get any place close. If I got something close to LA, it was like next year.
It's next year.
So what I had to do was I had to fly to almost near the border of Mexico. I had to fly to Arizona.
Yep.
And then I had to go to this town called Tombstone.
Mm-hmm.
And then from Tombstone, I had to drive basically on the border.
Yeah.
In a random warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, it was set up.
Right.
As you know, U.S. Customs Station.
Right.
To get it done, they asked you like 10 questions.
Yeah.
And I was it. It literally took 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But I had to fly there, drive to Tombstone,
mm-hmm.
find this area next to the border.
Right.
For a 10-minute conversation.
Right.
To get back in the car, to drive back, to get back on the airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're right. Like, it's very difficult for you to get an appointment.
Right.
At your neighboring, you know, airport or, you know, location by where you live.
So the question is, how do we make this situation fun? How do we make it cool, right? How do we make it less stressful? No one wants to do something one day, come back the same day. No, we're gonna make this an entire trip, right? So here's how you do it. You've applied for your passport. You wanna get it a little faster. So you call the office back, right? They're going to ask you when you had travel. You give them the travel day, 5 days from the day that you're calling them. You tell them you're going to Mexico or something like that, right? So then they'll end up giving you a list of locations of where you can go get your passport from. All right, cool. So it's probably going to be somewhere far away, Wisconsin, Hawaii, Puerto Rico. Go to one of the cool locations. All right, so we're going to Puerto Rico. Boom. We get the flight for Puerto Rico. Fly out there. Now remember, you told them that you have flight to Mexico 5 days from now. You're going to have to bring proof of that. So also go purchase your flight for Mexico. Now here's the thing. When you purchase your fake flight, get it with an airline that you plan on flying with in the future.
Mm.
And don't book third party.
Book direct.
The second piece of this play is make sure you get a refundable ticket or make sure that the airline will give you a credit if you cancel.
Mm.
Okay? So, for me, it's like, all right, yo, you should book Delta because we love Delta. All right, boom, book Delta. You print out when your flight is to Mexico. You bring that to Puerto Rico with you, all right? So now, fly to Puerto Rico on a Sunday, appointments on Monday. Enjoy Puerto Rico. Get on the kayak, right? Go see the city. Go to Old San Juan. Eat the food, mofongo, like all that good stuff, right? Boom, Monday. You go to your appointment. Now listen, the Ubers of Puerto Rico are dope because like they're literally like, you know, $5 or $10 to go to certain places, depending on where you stay at. Especially if the places are far. Now in the United States it's kinda crazy, like just going from Atlanta to downtown could be like $60.
That's
wild. But if you're in Puerto Rico, it's like $5.25. It's amazing. Oh, by the way, also gas in Puerto Rico is 88 cents. It's wild, bro.
So I need to go there immediately.
Yeah, you need to go there immediately.
Yeah, yeah. After this podcast, we go right
for it. So here's the play. You know, schedule your appointment for the morning, 8:30, 9 o'clock. You're gonna go in there, you know, bring all your paperwork, make sure you have all your documents, and then from there, they're probably gonna say, "Hey, you need to come back at 2 o'clock." When you come back at 2 o'clock, they'll have everything printed out, and then you go pick it up between 2 and 3. Now you have a passport in hand and ready to go. So, again, how do we make this fun?
Wait a minute. They actually give you the physical passport.
They give you the physical passport.
You don't have to wait for it.
You don't have to wait for
it. It's not coming in the mail.
It's not coming in the
mail. They're not just giving you the passport number saying you're official, but we got to send this to you.
You're walking out with the passport in Puerto Rico.
That's crazy, bro.
So here's the thing.
And I just came off some plantains in Mofongo.
Exactly. Plantains and Mofongo. It's good. It's life, right? You're enjoying the culture. Now that you've got your passport, cancel the flight to Mexico and get the refund or get credit for whatever airline you plan on flying in the future. So you got the passport, got the refund and or the credit. How do we make this fun? Remember, we just talked about credit cards. We just talked about getting points, free flights, free groceries, free hotels, free designers if you like it. So if I've accumulated all these points, guess what? I can fly to Puerto Rico for free. I can stay in Puerto Rico for free. And if I have enough, I can eat in Puerto Rico for free.
Man, you're talking heavy right now. You're talking too heavy right now.
And I got my passport in 5 days.
You're talking too heavy right now.
Come on, man. That's the new PPP, man. The Puerto Rico passport play. What are we talking about?
That's crazy, bro. That's an ebook.
Come on, man. That's an ebook,
bro. Come on, man. That's a lead gen right there.
If y'all want some more information, send me
$7.
Send me a DM.
That's crazy, bro. But nah, listen. That's actually really spicy because, I mean, you brought a lot of clarity around just the process.
Right.
You know what I mean? But then, you know, how to expedite it, how to make it fun, how to take advantage of it, how to do it potentially for free.
Yes.
And then how to get the asset quickly so then if you are really going on a trip, the family or the fellas or the ladies, you could actually attend that trip.
On time.
And not on time and not, you know, feel left out because.
Or stressed, waiting on mail.
100%. Yeah, I've been there. It's like, yo, your passport, you're approved. You're good. But you can't get it until like another 7-14 days. And by the way, you can't use the actual paper that we gave you to say you're good to go when you actually travel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Facts. So, you know, that's what we did.
That's why we got to be in a room, man. Like, you got to be in a room with people like Nick. Sometimes you got to pay to get in the rooms. You get leverage to get in the room. Sometimes it's even good to get into the digital rooms because y'all don't necessarily also have to get into the physical room. Y'all can get into the digital rooms. I mean, that counts too. Bro, I'm having a good time with you, bro.
Me too, man.
This is amazing. So what's next for you now? Like, you know, location sound mixing, traveling for free, leveraging your credit, building event spaces. You got the Saspreneur of the Year award popping off, you know what I'm saying? What's next? What do you want to create? What do you want to add on? What's one or two things that you can share with the people?
Bro, all the different businesses that I've tried and been a part of, I've been able to gain lessons from. And shout out to my boy Trail CEO, because he said this at the CEO team session. I definitely got to give him a shot on that. It's the gain versus gap theory.
Gain versus
gap. And the way he described it was very similar to is our perspective in life is the glass half empty or is it half full?
Mm.
So the way he broke it down was like this. A lot of times when we're looking at the things that happen to us or the experiences that we have, a lot of times we look at the things that we lost or the things that we've missed. That's gap. What we're not paying attention to is the lessons and the things that we learned within the journey. We're not actually falling in love with the journey. That's gain, right? So when it comes to a lot of the businesses that I've been a part of, I had to realize that there was a lot that I gained in winning, and there was a lot that I gained when I may have misstepped or failed in certain areas of business. But it was all an experience.
Mm.
So what did I gain from all of these situations? So what's next for me is not starting a lot of different things, It's about niching down and expanding what I already have.
I feel like that.
That's where I'm at right now. Right? So, touching more people, helping others, and teaching more when it comes to financial literacy is one of the things that I'm doing. Expanding and getting more event spaces is one of the things that I'm doing. New City Dial and film and television by, you know, getting things like box trucks to facilitate that industry, and building a post-production sound studio is one of the things that I'm doing. So I'm watering the grass that I have. I'm niching down in the areas that I have, and I'm servicing the people that resonate with me. That's what I'm doing.
I like that. I like that. Again, I got to make a point to say, man's very convicted. And listen, very convicted. I'm pretty sure you guys can tell that if you're watching the podcast or listening to the podcast. Nick is definitely somebody that I admire ever since we've met each other. Just like I said, and damn, y'all need to start some conversations. You never know who you're gonna meet. I always say, like, it's like Mario. Remember Mario? You hit the question mark, boxes, and it might be a shell, or it could be a
mushroom,
right. or a tail, something. You know what I'm saying? The star made you invisible for like 20 seconds. That's what I feel like me and people are. And you guys got surprises in your DMs, but you know, you need to reach out more. You find amazing people like Nick. Yeah, man, somebody I admire, somebody that's a leader, someone that's an educator, someone that's making real impact, someone that's very convicted to the work that he's doing, and truly someone that's looking to learn more so we can bring more back to the people in the community. So, bro, where can they tap in with you? Where can they learn more? And I know you got something. He always giving something away. So we got available for the people.
All right, let's do it like this. First of all, you guys follow me on social media at Nicholas Minter. It's my first and last name. No underscores, no periods. If you see any of that, it's a scam page. NicholasMinter at Nicholas Minter. Now, if you guys want to get the free credit ebook, make sure you DM me the word score or text the word score to 404-549-6278. But I got something special.
Bro, what you mean? What else could you possibly have?
Man, we talked about business credit a lot.
We sure did.
And guess what? My 36th birthday is coming up.
I mean, is it?
It is. It's okay. Coming up.
What you got for it's your birthday.
It's my birthday.
But you're giving?
But I'm giving.
Okay.
So for my 36th birthday, I have a business credit ebook coming out that you guys can get for only $36.
That's crazy.
Right? So if you're watching this podcast,
this one play, then that's probably like 100x $36, bro.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, it's probably going to be like a $200 or $300 ebook. But if you're watching this podcast in the future, and even, you know, if my birthday has passed by the time this came out, this is what I want you guys to do. Text or DM me the word business to 404-549-6278. You got to DM me or text me the word business. It'll send you guys a link directly to that ebook. And if you use the coupon code number 36.
So I got to text or DM the word business.
Yep.
And then I'm going to use the coupon code 36.
And you'll be able to get that ebook for $36.
Right now, I want you guys to DM score and DM business ASAP. Run laps. Get all this free information and implement it ASAP, because you never know what may or may not be available. And if you listen to this in real time, go get your goodies free.
You
earned it.
Let me tell you what's in it. So the free ebook, that's just going to be, you know, how to add personal trade lines to how to add trade lines to your personal credit report.
Okay.
The business ebook is going to show you not only how to structure your personal credit report, but it's going to show you how to structure your business credit report.
That's pretty good. I don't really hear too many people talk about that. They talk about how to get the business credit, but not how to structure.
How to structure it, but also how to add business trade lines to your business.
Why would anyone want to add business lines to the business profile?
It goes back to what we talked about earlier. Do you want to get a little bit of funding? Do you want to get a lot of funding?
I mean, we want to help the people get the mega bag, bro.
The mega bag.
The mega bag.
So in order to get the mega bag, proper preparation prevents piss poor performance. We're going to prepare the business profile so we can prepare for the funding
in a
large amount. So that's what we're doing.
Man, this has been great. It's always amazing vibing out with you, spending some time. You know, you're always so generous with the information, you know, sharing it with the people. And, you know, again, bro, we just have fun. All we did was turn on the cameras, you know what I'm saying, and the lights at the end of the day. But listen, make sure you guys check out Nicholas Minter, everything he has going on. Remember, he's going to be niching down, going a little bit deeper, which means there's going to be way more abundance coming in all those categories of business. Take advantage of all of the ebooks he has for free. And definitely, if there's any questions that you need to ask, so if you're even interested in this mentorship program, definitely tap them in the DM. Just been another episode of the Honorable Pursuit Podcast. I'm Brendan Boyd. He's Nicholas Mentor. We'll see you guys on another one.